My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Is hit high in the air to left field, and backing up is the left fielder. He looks up, and it's gone! A big fly for Jordan Walker, his third home run of the year. He does indeed get the first hit of the game, and he also scores the first run. Way to go, Jaywalk. 1-0 Cardinals.
That was yesterday afternoon. That was certainly one of the highlights of the last couple of days in Toronto. A nice long home run from Jordan Walker hit yesterday afternoon in that loss to the Toronto Blue Jays. We have tried to connect with Oliver Marmol, who is obviously in Toronto as they get set to finish up their series there with the Blue Jays. Our Manager's Chat, as always, is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. I don't know if we're going to have the opportunity to connect with Ollie this morning. We've tried a couple of times again, haven't had a chance to actually get him on the phone. We do have some post-game audio we can get to from yesterday afternoon and hear from him a little bit on what, certainly what happened yesterday. It was a tough sixth inning yesterday afternoon that really changed the course of that game. And it was not helped by a throwing error, which it was a throwing error charged to Mason Winn. It was a play at the plate, and the ball seemed to be there. It was kind of a short hop to the catcher, Pedro Páez. Either way, they could not connect. It ends up leading to four runs in that game yesterday, and the Blue Jays end up winning, going away 7-2. So we'll catch a little bit of Oliver Marmol. This is from postgame yesterday afternoon.
Another tough one, to be honest with you. You look at offensively, we just didn't string anything together all day. Bears did a nice job against us. Jordan with a good swing for the homer there on that slider that stays up. But overall, just couldn't do a whole lot offensively. I thought Gibby gave us a shot. Pitch counts running up that last inning there, but you look at it, doesn't want to give in to Guerrero. Tries to get a change up on the lefty. And you look at Clement, this is a guy that doesn't swing and miss a whole lot. He's going to put everything in play. And our best chance to keep him on the ground for a double play would be Gibby there. And he gets the ground ball. Unfortunately, it doesn't go our way with the play at the plate. But I thought he gave us every bit of a shot. And then after that, game got out of hand.
What made Barrios particularly tough?
Gosh, I don't feel like we really impacted the ball a whole lot outside of a couple good swings. There's a lot of weak contact. Sped us up with the fastball sinker mix and then this kind of slurvy slider. But overall, we just didn't do a whole lot against him, man.
You mentioned Gibson's pitch count. Was it one of those things where you feel like he was just sort of, falling behind a little bit more than usual? Because, I mean, sometimes he's, he gets strike one, strike two, and then sort of
works. Not necessarily. No, you look at who you want to get beat by, and he didn't give in to Guerrero there. And then the lefty in his best matchup, he tries to get him with some swing overs with the changeup. And then he goes after Clement to see if he can get a ground ball, and he gets it. But I thought he did his job, man. That's not where the game's at all. Yeah.
What was
was your takeaway, I guess, from that play at the plate there from where you were standing? Seemed like a weird one.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the replay, but it looked like initially he thought he came up with it and then bounces out. So getting that out matters. Unfortunately, we didn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
That is Oliver Marmol. That's courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest. Appreciate that audio. Hearing a little bit from the Cards manager yesterday. Again, we did have we did try to connect with him today, but obviously it's tough with them getting ready to play their game coming up here in just a little bit more than an hour till we have pregame anyway here on Camo X. And you heard him talking there about that play at the plate. I also thought it looked kind of strange when you saw it. Because, I didn't think it was a terrible throw, but it was one of those that the way it looked and the camera angle that I've seen most of is from behind Pedro Páez. It looked like maybe it short hopped him and he just couldn't hold on to it. I didn't think it was a terrible throw. It may have been rushed a little bit from Mason Wynn, although I think a lot of the Mason Wynn throws seem like they're rushed just because of how hard he throws. So he's always coming up firing. So I didn't feel like it was a terrible throw. The error ultimately did get charged to Mason Wynn because the throw was did hit the ground. It was, I guess, a short hop that Pedro Páez just couldn't come up with. And of course, as has kind of been the case this year with the Redbirds, there's no margin of error. The margin of error is so thin, and it feels like when one thing goes wrong, that's enough to sort of undo the game. And it certainly was enough to undo the inning yesterday. It was enough to get Gibson out of the game yesterday. And the Cardinals' offense just had no answer yesterday for Jose Berríos. They had three hits in total, including the home run from Jordan Walker, which you heard as we got into this segment. They had nothing else really going. They got the sacrifice fly for the ground out, rather, for the final run, and that came after one of those three hits. Alec Burleson led off that ninth inning with a base hit. And then he ends up scoring on the ground out from Jose Fermin. But at that point, there's two outs, and the Cardinals just didn't have anything else. But they just did not have the offense going. And we've seen that more times than not this year, where the offense has been absolutely baffled by the starting pitcher, by the opposing starting pitcher. And it's not always for reasons that can be defined, whether it's a new face. A lot of times it seems like it's a left-hander, although I don't think the splits have been as bad this year as it feels like, or that people maybe think that they are, the splits against the righties and the lefties for the Redbirds. But they have been baffled, as I said, on a number of occasions by the starting pitcher, the opposite starting pitcher. And we've just seen so many instances where the offense just hasn't been there. And then yesterday was certainly one of those days that they just could not get the bats going. Now, today it's going to be Miles Michaelis, and Miles Michaelis has really struggled over his last couple of starts. He had a terrible start on Sunday in that series finale when the Cards had a chance to win against Seattle. He ends up going two innings, giving up nine hits and seven runs in that ballgame. He gave up five runs, I think, before there was an out in the first inning. And that came on the heels of a bad start against the Yankees, and he ends up now two starts in the month of September, and he's got an ERA of 13.5 in the month of September from those two starts. So he's another guy that really could use to have a decent start, something go well for him, because it hasn't here recently. And as he comes into this afternoon's game, he's got an ERA that is now approaching 6. That start against the Yankees was just 4 innings. Again, the start against Seattle was 2 innings. Before that, he was all right. He had a nice start against San Diego, a decent start, 5 2/3 innings, 6 innings against Milwaukee. So he's had some lengthier starts. He did give up some runs in that San Diego start, but the Milwaukee start was good. 6 scoreless innings from him there. But it's been more down than up, certainly for Miles Michaelis. And again, he's trending right now in a pretty bad way, 13.5 ERA in the month of September. So they're going to need something from Miles Michaelis. The good news is, if they get to that point, some of the big guns in the bullpen are rested. They should be available this afternoon as the Cards try to salvage at least a game from the series. We are able to connect with the Cards manager, Oliver Marmol, so at least a few minutes with Ollie this morning. Ollie, it's Joe Pott. Thanks so much for taking a little time.
No doubt, man. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right. I appreciate it. And I know that you're getting ready for a series finale there in Toronto this afternoon. Just wanted to touch on a couple of things. And I was talking a little bit about the offense. Jose Berríos certainly kept your bats off balance yesterday.
He did, man. And that's a bigger conversation and topic, mm-hmm. because there's certain guys that I feel that are taking, and I'm just going to be honest with you, just got done having a meeting about this, and that's why I was late jumping on with you guys. Certain guys are taking really good at bats and not getting results. Certain guys aren't taking good at bats and not getting good results, and certain guys are feeling pretty good about where they're at and the results are there. But it's a matter of being able to be more consistent with that, and then not just individually but collectively as a group. When you look at our pen yesterday, like, a lot of the questions revolved around, man, Gibby, that inning kind of got a little big on him, and then Fernandez comes in and gives up a couple runs. Sure, we can talk about that all day long. That's not where the game was lost. We have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture of, like, what have we done well? What allows teams to go on a run? And what's been our frustrating component to that. And at the end of the day, you don't go on a run because of having a strong bullpen. Like, that's not how this works. It's helpful. But when you have a strong pen, what ends up happening is you just win a lot of close ball games, which we've been able to do. Like, if you look at our style of play, a lot of our games are 3-2, 4-2, 2-0, 3-1. And once in a while you score a couple runs, but that's been kind of what's kept us where we are in that 500 mark, is our pen has given us a chance in every game. But you go on a run by, man, the starters being nails, and then being able to score runs at a rate that is meaningful game to game. So there has to be more consistency in our day-to-day at-bats, where you can string together some quality at bats. You can have a crooked number multiple times during a game. You can score 4-7 runs, sometimes blow a guy out, give the pen a rest so that you can use your guys differently in the next game that's close. But you look at Kittredge and JoJo and their usage, man, like, you used Kit yesterday. That would have been 3 out of 4 days with all of them being multiple innings. That's a large ask. And part of this is keeping those guys healthy, which we've done all year. So there's some moving parts to this that have definitely been frustrating, but there's my long-winded answer.
No, yeah, and I absolutely appreciate it. And then I think kind of what you talk about. It's reflected, I believe, in your lineup today. When you look at it, it is a large amount of the lineup is a lot of the younger guys that are here and that are taking those at-bats. And as you said, sometimes good at-bats aren't getting results. Talk about what you've got here in this lineup today that's a lot of younger faces.
You have to understand what you're working with. And as frustrating as certain at-bats may be based on, man, that approach isn't what you want to see with a runner on second right there. Like, you have to be able to pick a pitch in a certain spot that you can do this with it. Those are teaching moments. And that's what we're going to see down the stretch here is, man, it's Baker understanding, hey, man, it's a 1-0 count. Like, you have to get your swing off and not be late on a fastball. If it's Burleson trying to move a runner, and this is, I mean, talk about an open-minded guy that just loves learning the game, loves taking as much information from his success and his failures. Like, I love this dude. He has a runner on second the other day, fastball up and away, fouls it off, fastball up and away, and he taps it over to second. Well, man, in that situation, we want you to get something closer to your body that you can pull. And if it's on the ground and it moves the runner, if it's in the air, there's a chance for a double and you trade spots with them. But just understanding the mindset of driving the baseball in that opportunity there while getting the job done. So these young guys are going to play, but there's a lot of teaching moments where you sit down after that bat and definitely after the game and you go through at bat by at bat, pitch by pitch, and you have them walk you through what they're thinking and what they're trying to do. And then you insert yourself in different parts and say, all right, I understand that, but have you thought about this? Are you thinking about this? What was your thought process and then your ability to execute on this? And they're better for it the next time. And it may not go their way the next time, but you stay on it. And that's part of developing at the highest level, especially when you have guys here that are first or second year guys, which we have a decent amount of.
Cards manager Oliver Marmol with us just a minute or two here. And I know that you take joy in seeing the guys, you know, have those moments and take joy in the game. And Thomas Tejesi's had quite a week with his first hit, his first RBI, his first home run on Friday. I know that is gratifying, satisfying. That is nice for you to be able to take in and share with him, with the teammate.
You ain't kidding. That's what you do it for. And this is a kid that he's a winning player. There's good players and then there's winning players. When this organization has been really good, it's been filled with winning players. And this is a guy that's come up, and just the way he goes about it, man, how he communicates, like what comes out of his mouth all leads to how do we win, not how do I get mine. And man, it's good to have that, man. This is a good, gritty player. He grinds out at bats. His at bats are going to be fine. I know he's hit the homer and a couple singles here, but he's going to take really good at bats for us down the stretch. And he plays really good defense. So play short today. Mason has a day off. He's been battling some soreness, but still posting every day, which I'm proud of him for doing that. He's no different than Nolan, man. They don't want a day off. They want to be able to go every day and play as many games of that 162 season as possible. But Wynn and Goldie have a day off today, and we'll go from there.
And then finally, real quick, obviously key to have a much better start than you've seen the last two times out from Miles Michaelis today.
Sure. No doubt about it, man. This is a guy I think we're very familiar with his style of pitching. He pitches to contact. There's not a ton of swing and miss in there, but he has to stay off the middle of the plate, pitch to the edges and get soft contact. And then when he gets in those pitcher advantage counts, man, he's got to be able to expand a little bit better and not throw as many strikes in order to get chase. If he does that, he's giving himself the best chance possible. If not, there's louder contact and it leads to some crooked numbers. So our hope is he's able to do that today, man.
Ollie, thanks so much for taking some time. I know that you are preparing for a game. We always appreciate you doing this for us. And best to you for a good one today, and travel safely home.
All right, you got it, brother.
Oliver Marmol with us here on this Sunday morning. Appreciate him catching up with us, even though it was a little bit abbreviated. We will keep things rolling. The head women's basketball coach at St. Louis University, Rebecca Tillett, joins us on the other side of the break as we continue on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning here from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio at KMOX.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.